Great day, great day, great day. We have a great show for you tonight. So honored that you can join us. Exclusive interview with living legend and John from, of Troop. I'm so excited to be able to cover this with you all tonight. Welcome. You're live on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And I'm in honor of Miss Pearl and standing in with her tonight, standing in on her behalf tonight. I'm super pumped up and excited. And we have our station manager, Gigi. Girl, how you doing tonight? Gigi, you there? All right, so great show for you. Again, you guys, I'm going to tell you just a little bit. John Harrell, a.k.a. John of the popular R&B group Troop, at the age of 6 started singing gospel with his mother, brother, and sister in the church where he grew up with. He grew up, which was located in the city of Pasadena, California. His desire for music did not stop there, as he quickly became obsessed with playing the bongo drums and started playing for the congregation at the tender age of 8. Even though John is already an accomplished entertainer with a powerful voice, which is constantly compared to R&B pop legends like Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, Michael McDonald, and Philip Bailey. Listen, he knows doing music the way God gives it to him is important, but he also wants to make sure that his fans know this is important, how important they are to Troop's success as well as his own. So big thank you to all the fans from John, and he says that the fans have always reacted so warmly to his voice during concerts that they always inspired him to push him to the limit. Musically, John has worked and changed himself by getting deeper and deeper involved in writing and producing side of the business, on that side of the business, on the opposite end of the entertaining world. Because you know there's entertainment and then there is the business part of it, you know, which is all business, but performance is performance. And so, you know, so we're going to get into hearing from John really soon. So I just want to give you just a little bit more background about John. And guys, I got to drink a little water. So, listen, I apologize for that, but this is, let me get back to where I was. So John wanted the fans to know is, you know, big thank you for his success and the success of Troop. He know that he wouldn't be here without us. We are truly inspired by him and, his continued talent. That's just, my little throw in there, okay? on the opposite side of the entertaining world, his talent as an actor has emerged by appearing as an extra on the hit motion picture Coming to America. Hey, Coming to America was the all-time favorite black people's, you know, movies. I know people still today who watch that repeatedly.
It sure was.
To say that he is a well accomplished, he has positioned himself in such a great position that we're so proud of him. Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall in 1990, for those who need a timeline, this was in the 90s, was everything. I mean, again, people are still listening to this, going to bed to this, waking up to this every night. I know this is personal testimonies, so I just want to put that out there. Let's see, Troop accomplished a company, let's see, on the set of New Jack City, starring Wesley Snipes, and everybody, you know, was that anybody knew what New Jack City was, any culture. New Jack City was one of those historic movies as well, you know, that depicted Black mm-hmm. people's standpoint, and so a well-accomplished movie and well-known and received movies. These are such amazing accomplishments, and to be a part of that, to just today, just to be able to speak to John and his accomplishments and see where he's going from here is just really, really, really amazing. So New Jack City, starting with Wesley Snipes and Ice-T. As a result, the group appeared in film and performed the hit theme single For the Love of Money, Living for the City, with LaVert and Queen Latifah. So listen,
what's his name? Oh, Flavor Flav was in the movie too.
Show no. Take us back to the 90s. Mm-hmm. I hope I can remember. So listen, when people of such prestige and honor comes along our way, our pathway, it's truly an honor to be able to give that homage. And I apologize because I talk a lot all day working with different clients and stuff. And you know, the show always must go on, and we always must be ready and be prepared. So I wake up ready to do whatever the day whatever comes to my day, and I'm just excited that this has come my way today, and be able to again introduce to some, because some people I was asking, did they know John, new demographics of people, the millennials, the tail end of the millennials right before this X generation, are like, who is John? I say, YouTube it real quick and then join the show, call in, you know, I needed to, I was a little parched and I needed to quench my throat real quick, my thirst real quick. So I'm just excited because I know that, listen, we're just waiting on John, you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions with Sean and Gigi. And we're just excited to have you call somebody, text somebody, tell them to join us. Go on social media. If you have multifunction on your phone, go ahead and shoot them on your Facebook, Instagram, or your Twitter, and let them know that Faces of Success Radio 101 FM is live on Mind Blowing Decisions Radio host with radio host Michon and Gigi Watson. So I'm just excited and overwhelmed by a lot of good things that's going on. So today we got great news, Gigi, about some things that's happening for the good of the for the world. You know, we in our economy, we're facing all type of dilemmas and everything. So it's really cool to see the policies changes. And yes, it's very dangerous. And the fires have taken out so much stuff out there in California. And, you know, so it's devastating. The people that lost so much out there in Louisiana and the various places that's dealing with water floods and fires, we just pray for them. And we hope that everybody make it safe. I heard some sad news where, unfortunately, that some babies and families, grandmothers, and some little kids were actually consumed by some of the fires in this death.
Oh, wow.
It's really sad. So I'm sending prayers. And father was looking for his family and was not reunited with them, just found their bodies. And so these are good, you know, these are some really difficult times for people. And even though some people are receiving blessings, I don't want anyone to have that survivor's guilt. That is so real. Survivor's guilt is so real. People are afraid to step forward and celebrate anything good that's happening or any other accomplishments. So, which is one of the reasons why we're here tonight, to celebrate the accomplishments of John, a troop, you guys, R&B group. y'all remember the group Troop? I used to doing those in '90s. That's when Space Jam came out. Remember, Gigi? And
yes.
And Michael Jordan was doing this thing, and you know, and the Looney Tunes, was, you know, they did. They combined the athletes and the cartoon. It was just wonderful. I just love seeing stuff like that. It was very creative. And so we have opportunity again. John Harrell, a.k.a. John John of the popular R&B group Troop, at the age of six, started singing gospel with his mother, brother, and sister.
Wow.
For those who are tuning in, let's give you a recap. So I'm excited. My heart is full. I'm some really great things going on. I'm be able to help some people, and I'm excited to be able to do this tonight. And so I want you all to just get pumped up, fired up. Join me as we warm up. This is always live, we do this because we enjoy doing this, and we know that it is evident that John John has been designed to do this, because his resume or profile is just so impeccable. His accomplishments, again, while we're here, being able to celebrate one another's accomplishments, is because of these times that we're in, is most important. And as John John said, I couldn't say it better, the fans. You all, the listeners, are the reason that we do this. Our success is based on you and how we can be in informational highway and a platform where people can celebrate lifestyles, various lifestyles, and just accomplishments let us be able to come together in one, because on the airwaves, we don't know what color you are. You're just on our airwaves, and we appreciate you. I'm Rashawn L. I am your host tonight, and you are listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. And I'm just so excited, I'm telling y'all, because knowing that, you know, R&B always have, to me, come from gospel. It comes from the soul of the sound of so many instruments, so many different stories being told, whether it has lyrics with it, which is words, or which is just the sound of each harmonic, beautiful rendition of that instrument in its magnitude, and the master or the mastery that whether it's a vocalist or whether who controls his range and voice tones and pitches and runs and has control over being able to sing in different operas, different operating genres and different styles, and just feeling it. And again, listen, I mean, when he was 8 years old, he started playing the bongo drums. So this is soul. You gotta have some rhythm, you know. So John John of Troop, oh my goodness, of the popular R&B group Troop.
It's a pleasure.
He will be with us shortly, guys. We're going to continue on. I definitely am interested in knowing the relationship in growing up in church. What's the difference in growing up in church with your family, singing with your mom, your sister, and your brother? Because I did it, and I know so many other families did. So I'm actually going to play you some of his music while we wait. I apologize. I'm a little slow tonight. But, hey, here we go. We're going to be listening to Cover Girl by John John. And we'll be right back.
I'm up in the club tonight. That's when I seen her looking right. She's out on the dance floor. Moving, making me want her more. Want her more. She's got the style. that look, that cover girl got me shook. She's got me shook. So tonight, girl, it's all, I'm on it, and we're going home tonight. She thought she'd cover girl with me. When she walked out, she run me.
All right, we're back. Cover Girl, John, new release, you guys. I'm so excited, but I want y'all to sit tight and listen in. We have another rendition from John. I Want to Fly Away. Girlfriend is with one of the worst, hottest, most popular sounds that everybody's buzzing about. So let's hear a little Girlfriend, and we'll be right back.
Hey.
Legendary R&B group has went independent and has a great sound, and I'm hoping you're enjoying what you're hearing. For those who are tuning in, and we hope that you have just been sit back grooving and chilling to the sound of that inspirational sound right there. That was really cool. What you think, Gigi?
I loved it.
Right? Oh, my God, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I think that was a grown folk night right there. That was one of those hole in the walls and sit back and chill, you know, playing cards and just chilling, you know, by candlelight and stuff. I think I can imagine that type of groove.
Yeah.
That kind of scenery. We're talking about John tonight right here on Mind Blowing Decisions. When we talk about life, love, and relationship, I'm your host, Nishan L. I thank you for tuning in, all of you, my listeners. If it's your first time tuning in, thank you. Again, we got so much going on. Just to give you a recap of a little bit behind the man, the inspiration of the sounds that you just heard, and we're going to hear I Wanna Fly Away by John and then we'll listen to Never Too Much. We'll go right into those sounds. I just wanted to give you just a little bit of more background. At the age of 6, John started singing gospel with his mother and brother, sister. And the church where he grew up was located in the city of Pasadena, California. So all y'all out there, again, we're praying for you. His desires for music did not stop there, and he was quickly became obsessed with playing the bongo drums and started playing for the congregation at the tender age of 8. Listen, now very accomplished, already entertainer with a powerful voice, which you just heard sounds of. I'm going right into I Wanna Fly Away. I won't hold this back 1 second longer. I hope that you enjoy listening.
I Where our minds are free and clear.
fly away. Wow, we'll be flying away with you, John John. At the age of 6 years old, he started singing gospel with his mother, brother, and sister in the church where he grew up, which was located in the city of Pasadena, California. And his desires for music did not stop there, as he quickly became obsessed with playing the bongo drums and started playing for the congregation at the tender age of 8. For those who are listening, tuning in, we thank you once again. You listen to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. And we have an exclusive interview with John John of the legendary troupe Living, and that's still legendary as far as I know. R&B group. Troupe and his John John's independence, and we just loving the sound of this new music, and we want to celebrate his independence and his accomplishments. John John not only just played music, the bongos, and sang with his family, but John John also started. Who's already accomplished. We had said that he's very accomplished, and so accomplished that he has sung with so many artists. His powerful voice has joined so many legends, and is compared to, and we have enjoyed over so many ages, the sound of this wonderful voice. And it has been, again, compared to Luther Vandross and Michael McDonald and Philip Bailey. I'm just so excited to be able to introduce you all to our exclusive tonight, which is John John. And just want to say warm welcomes and congratulations again on all that you have done and all the success. And he says to the fans, it's very important that his fans know that his success is based on from troops standpoint, as well as his personal standpoint, is because of us. And so a big gratitude and big thank you to the fans from John John, and we're just so excited again to be able to listen to his voice. We're going to go right into the next song, which is Never Too Much, and then we'll be right back. And hopefully we have John John on the line for you, and just sit back, enjoy this sound.
Surprise, you were standing. You used to go to work, the hustle was done. Right on, right on, right on, right. I just don't want to stop. Never too much, never too much. Oh, my goodness. I mean, such an never too much. Girl, you took us back. I can see Eddie Murphy. I can see Eddie Murphy. And I just want you all to have a good night. We want to send our best to John. And we want to give you our best. Thank you again for calling in. And we have a great show for you next week. So tune in and call in at 6 o'clock every Thursday, 323-642-1569. We love you. We appreciate you. More love to you. This has been great. We're going to play you out one more time with Girlfriend, and we're going to bid you a good night. That's it for it. Now, we're going to wrap this up, and I want to tell you once again, have a great night and stay safe and keep pushing forward. And John, we'll see you on the next round. Have a good night from Michonne L. and Mom for Decisions Affecting the Success Radio family.
And Gigi Watson, Station Manager of Faith Success Radio. Peace out, everybody. Stay safe.